the different kinds of implements used for breaking up the ground.
Plows.
Do you know any different kinds of plows?
Not familiar enough to. I know they have different shapes that they call different kinds, but I'm not familiar with them.
Okay. How about something that is used to break up the clods into smaller?
That's called a cutting harrow.
Okay. And the part that goes from one wheel to the other on a wagon?
That's the axle.
Okay. And if sawing wood, use two of these things. One kind is shaped like an X. Put a log on it. What that's called?
It's called a horse.
All right. Well, now there's one that's shaped like an A-frame, and there's one that has an X-frame.
No, I've sawed logs in them, but I didn't know what they were called.
Okay. And you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a
brush.
All right, and sharpen a straight razor. Use a
leather strap.
Okay.
The older people, you use the word strop.
Okay, but the word strop is wouldn't use.
I wouldn't,
no.
but more familiar people would certainly use strop, I'm
okay.
sure.
Okay, no, that's what Mr.
Mm-hmm. He probably used strop, didn't he?
Sure. No. And then you might speak of this as a shell that you fire in a rifle, or you might call it a
bullet.
Yeah, or you might call it
cartridge.
Yeah, say that again.
Cartridge.
And one child sits on either side and goes up and down.
A seesaw.
And when they're doing that, you say they're
seesawing.
Okay.
Seesaw.
And have you ever seen one of these, something similar to that, except it's just one long plank that's fixed at either end and they kind of sit on it, the board is limber, it's a limber plank that they kind of bounce up and down on? Okay. And something that has two, how about a homemade merry-go-round?
I don't know.
They make those anymore. I was thinking it's not Flying Jenny or...
No, yeah, I've heard of that, but I don't
righty.
Know.
They use the term righty horse here for that?
No. We have a rocky horse.
What's that something? That's an indoor thing. Uh-huh. That's
uh-huh.
like a hobby horse.
Yeah.
And two ropes or chains suspended from a limb or
swings.
All right. And when you have a coal stove, you something that might be placed beside the stove to keep a small amount of coal in.
It's the wood box. Is that what you're?
Well, this is something that you could carry.
Oh,
a
coal scuttle.
Right. And I was talking before about the soot, and said the soot is taken out of the.
The flue.
All right. You might call it a flue. There's another more, just a name for the
stovepipe.
The stovepipe?
Yeah.
What you're
but you wouldn't use that. You call it the flue rather than the stovepipe.
Well, the flue was built into the house, and the stovepipe would be connected
attached
to the flue.
Attached to it. I see. The stovepipe's attached to the stove to the flue.
That would be my interpretation
okay.
of it.
Okay. And this is something for carrying dirt, has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
All right. Something you carry in your hand for sharpening a scythe or a knife, something.
File.
Okay.
Is that what you're wanting?
Well, that's one kind. This is more like a stone or a rock.
A wet rock.
Okay. How about one that's mounted on a treble or a handle?
What's that thing goes down there? Flint stone.
Okay.
Still not it. We have one downstairs.
No, it might be called a grinding stone.
Grinding stone. All
right.